In this bulletin, Townsville residents head for higher ground after the Ross River Dam floodgates are fully opened after heavy downpours. Bushfires in Victoria continue to burn out of control. And in basketball, the Sydney Kings have defeated the Brisbane Bullets to secure a spot in the NBL Finals. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Properties in Townsville and far north Queensland are still being threatened by heavy flood rains caused by a monsoonal trough. Up to 500 homes in Townsville have already been flooded by the rain, with wet weather expected to continue. Townsville Council was forced to fully open the Ross River Dam floodgates, releasing almost 2,000 cubic metres of water per second down the river. Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill says residents in many low-lying suburbs were warned to evacuate and seek higher ground.
Pretty difficult situation, which is why for the last 2 days we've been at people to, if they think they need to move. We're seeing people entering our evacuation centres now, and we're looking to open up more over the next 24-hour period.
Communities in Victoria remain threatened by out-of-control bushfires despite cooler temperatures and easing winds. An emergency alert has been declared for Maidentown, Walhalla and Weston in the state's southeast, with residents urged to act immediately. Several other fire warnings remain in place across the state. Volatile fire conditions have caused bushfires to flare up across Tasmania, with emergency warnings issued for towns at very high risk. Steeps and the surrounding area north of Bothwell is now under a bushfire emergency warning as a result of the Great Pine Tier bushfire. The Tasmanian Fire Service says the full extent of damage from the fires may not be known for some time. Spokesman John Holloway says crews will be working around the clock to contain the fires.
We'd be definitely out there doing a lot of active firefighting and defence of properties for the next few hours into the evening. Some of those areas become very dangerous for our firefighters if they're hanging around there overnight, because the vision's hard enough as it is with the smoke, but when you've got trees falling down in the night...
Australia's financial institutions are bracing for the findings of Banking Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayes' final report, which will be made public later today. The Royal Commission into Misconduct in the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services Industry has uncovered gross financial misconduct by the banks and financial institutions. After almost a year of hearings and deliberations, the details of Commissioner Hayes' final report will be revealed. Seven people have been killed and several others injured after a train derailed in eastern India. The train was travelling to Delhi when it jumped the tracks near Patna. Hundreds of villagers rushed to try and help those trapped in overturned coaches. Authorities believe the derailment was caused by a rail fracture. India's railway system is the fourth largest in the world. However, it has a poor safety record, with thousands of people dying in accidents every year. Turning to basketball, in the National Basketball League, the Sydney Kings have secured a long-awaited finals berth after defeating the Brisbane Bullets 107-91 last night. The win has improved their win-loss record to 16-9 and secured their first playoff since 2013. Sydney skipper Kevin Lish was awarded man of the match. He says playing with a compatible team makes it easier to win matches.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with our energy. We played a couple games there and we did well in the series. Now, like I said, I sound boring, but when we space the court, when we have big guys inside helping, it makes my life easier.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy 28. Melbourne, cloudy 23. A morning shower or two in Hobart, also 23. Canberra, a shower or two, 35. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 27. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 31. Brisbane, a shower or two, also 31. Rain with a possible storm in Cairns, 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.